With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden returning to Washington earlier in the day after Iran launched drones toward Israel.
Cutting short his weekend trip to Delaware, the president returned to Washington a day early to consult with his national security team about events in the Middle East. On Friday, he said that he expected an Iranian attack against Israel sooner rather than later. Mr. Biden had warned Iran against retaliation and reiterated American support for Israel. Upon his arrival here, the president went to the Situation Room for a meeting with top military, intelligence, and diplomatic officials and advisors. Greg Clugston, The White House.
U.S. forces have downed some Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. U.S. defense officials says the effort to intercept the attack is continuing. Explosions and air raid sirens sounding in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv early Sunday morning. Also, at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson have pitched new legislation to crack down on non-citizen voting. Johnson says Republicans would introduce a bill to require documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. Appearing with Johnson in Florida, Mr. Trump says he supports the speaker.
We have a speaker. He was voted in, and it was a complicated process, and I think very... It's not easy situation for any speaker. I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do.
The bird flu outbreak in dairy cattle spreading now to at least a couple of dozen herds in 8 different states. Health authorities continue to stress the risk to the public is generally very low. They also say the U.S. food supply remains very safe. This is SRN News. Most Americans believe the public schools, well, they're in big trouble.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K through 12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In New York, state officials there being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. U.S. District Court judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. This is SRN News. Rhonda Roxer reports on a major historical find in Italy.
Archaeologists excavating new sites in Pompeii uncovered a sumptuous banquet hall decorated with intricately frescoed mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. The banquet hall was used for refined entertaining and features black walls, a technique that prevented smoke from oil lamps to be seen. The hall was uncovered as part of a project to shore up the areas dividing the excavated and unexcavated parts of Pompeii. The ancient city near Naples was destroyed in AD 79 when nearby Mount Vesuvius erupted. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Oil and gas companies will have to pay more to drill on federal lands under a final rule from the Biden administration. Interior Department rule raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third. Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell nearly 500 points. More details at SRNnews.com.